What the hell? What are you doing here?
I did think it was like Mr.
What?
I thought it was like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I really...
It's not like Christmas. I wake up this morning, really, there's a Corvette in my garage. My best friend's here. It's Monday. I mean, like, how good of a week is this going
to
be?
I really wanted to just walk in. Like you could do, you almost have a, like, you don't really have a sweater on, but you kind of have a sweater on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, who could be at the door? Look, it's Dr. Josh. Hi, Dr. Josh.
You're not usually here till Thursdays, but you decided to stop in this morning and say hey, and I appreciate that. We had a little biz to take care of. I was like, while you're here, let's do some radio.
I love
it. Do some Facebook Live.
That's what's so great about this studio.
I know, like, right? I'm just hanging out down here. Anytime you come down here at like 7:30, 3:30 in the afternoon, 11 o'clock in the morning, just come down here, knock on the door, and I'm down here working, and it's great. And I go upstairs, put my sweatpants on, take a nap, and come back down and do my thing. So it's great. It's good to have you. I'm glad you're here, man. It's great to see you. Did you have a good weekend? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good.
All right, good. Another full week of great shows on the TKR app. It's been really interesting to watch our numbers. Since we went all 13 of our shows 5 days a week, we got, of course, a Mission Minus starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then basically every hour or 2 hours, we have another show, Adaptive Parish, of course, on every single day at 12 noon, the show you do with Dr. Alex Hoopline. So a brand new show coming up tomorrow, or today. So every show runs 5 days a week. And the numbers are kind of like this, because you got people that want to listen to classic rock, which, of course, we play a crap ton of. And then all these special programs. But now people are catching on to our programs. They're going, wait a minute.
That's good.
I love me some Led Zeppelin, but I also like me some Dark Side of the Pooch. And then, of course, if you are on Spotify or any of the major podcast indices, which we're on all of them, you can check out all those on the Tony Curry podcast series as well. So yesterday, I want to tell a story, and I'm glad you're here, because I wanted to bounce this off you a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm single. I was hanging out with my kids yesterday. I dropped them off. Of course, any person knows you drop your kids off, it's kind of like... You're up here, yeah. And I'm sitting there, and so it's like 5:30, so I'm thinking to myself, I need a chicken. I need to go get me a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, yes.
I was hungry.
Yes.
Yep. And we got this Publix up the street.
Oh, no.
And so I'm like, and so when I went Friday, like about 6:30, they were out of chickens. It's the first time anybody goes to Publix knows it's set.
Sometimes it's on sale, $5.99.
Sometimes, I mean, and you can't make a chicken for $5.99, right. And I get two meals out of it. I eat half of it, take the other half,
that's right.
And then Little Caesars, you get two pork chops for $7, because pork is still cheap, or you get one of those rotisserie chickens.
It's
cheap, it's healthy, because I ate like crap. We went to the zoo yesterday, ate like crap all day, and I was like, I'm going to eat me a rotisserie chicken with some barbecue sauce, some can of corn, I'm good to go, I don't go to bed, right? So... Friday, I go to get one of their chickens. They're out of chickens. And the dude behind the counter is super stoked that they're out of chickens. I'm like, because normally if there's no chickens, if you've been to Publix, everyone knows about the rotisserie chickens. But normally you look and you see rotisserie and you see more chickens. And you're like, well, I'll wait 10 or 15 minutes. And the rotisserie was empty. And he's like, nope, we're out of chickens. We ran out of chickens. I'm like, so you're not going to do any more chickens? He goes, no. He says, we're done with chickens for the day. And I was like,
you know, why was he stoked?
Like, you had a smile on his face, like you got a bonus for selling all the chickens. Maybe he gets a bonus. Do people at Publix? I have to ask.
I don't think you get a bonus for selling all your chickens. No.
And so I'm going, okay, so there's no chicken. And of course, they got the deli stuff and all that stuff was getting a little old. And I was like, okay.
And they got the fried chicken, which is all good, but like you don't know.
So I'm going up and I come in the front door. It's Caldwell Mill Road in Valid. I come in the front row. First of all, I park my car and I see this woman walking across the parking lot.
With a chicken?
No, she but she was younger and she looked like she was wearing some type of workout thing, probably some Skims, something like that. Looked like maybe she needed to have some type of surgery on her vajaja. And so guys do this. I thought, I'm gonna hurry it up a little bit, so at least I got something to kind of look at while I do some shopping. Is that normal? A little bit?
Yes, it's normal.
Okay, good. Because I didn't want to be...
Appropriate? I don't know.
A 56-year-old creep.
Well, yeah, that's why I was going to say normal, yes, but it is on the creepy side.
Teresa Ponder, good morning to you. And so I'm thinking to myself, at least because there's a lot of... Listen, in nice neighborhoods, you get better-looking people, period. You know, you go to... That's why if you go to the Piggly Wiggly in Mountain Brook or whatever, you're going to see some ass walking around, right? So I was like, so I get out in my car and I'm kind of hurrying up because once she gets in the store, I may lose her, right? But I knew I was going to be in there long enough. I didn't know how long. So I walk in. The pharmacy's on the right. And I see her over by the deli. And that's how you go, and that's how the flow goes. So I was not doing anything creepy. You never go to the left. You go to the right. Because all the cold stuff's down at that end. You don't want to get your cold stuff first, right?
That's true.
So I see her. And she's looking at the deli, the heat thing there. And I see one chicken left. It's about 6 o'clock by now, 6 o'clock.
Oh, one rotisserie chicken left.
And she's staring at the dilemma. And she's probably about 27, 28 years old.
Oh, dude, did
and
you
she
take
wasn't,
your...
She wasn't as good looking as I thought she was. Again, I was looking at her from
did
across
the did you take a chicken from a child?
No.
Okay.
So she's looking at the chicken, and she's just staring at it. And so I'm about 10 feet behind. There's people walking in front of me. They're going to get the you know, salami or pickle loaf or whatever. They're going in front of me, and that's where all the hummus and crap is. And so I'm kind of sitting there, and I'm waiting, and she's kind of looking at, and she takes the bag. You know, this is COVID time now. You ain't supposed to be touching shit you don't buy.
No, COVID's over.
Yeah. I do my best. If I pick something up, I'll leave it at the front. I won't even put it back on the shelf for it because I'm touching it. I'm just like.
That's good.
So if you're going to pick, particularly something like chicken,
because
hot, and it's more personal. It's not a can of corn. It's personal. It's been prepared. Right. It's been touched. It's in there. Right. And you don't pick up a chicken and put it back. You just don't do that. That's not cool.
I kind of do.
So she picks the bag up, and she looks at it, and the skin has come off the top, and it's the last chicken.
Right. So
and so she's kind of looking at it, and she puts it back down. And so like by now, it's like 3 or 4 minutes, and I'm just kind of sitting there, and I'm trying to act like I'm looking at some of the Boar's Head hot dogs, and I'm looking around at stuff I don't eat, chickpeas and shit like that. I'm going, and so I'm trying to look kind of busy, and I'm waiting for her because I know she ain't going to get this chicken, and I'm going to grab the chicken. Then there's a guy behind me that looks like he's kind of scoping the chicken, and he's single, some guy with 3 kids, and I'm like,
oh, man, this is rough.
And so she picks the bag up, and she looks at it, and she puts it back down. And she, I mean, she's standing there for a good 5 or 6 minutes. Then she gets her phone out, and she takes a picture of the chicken. And I'm going, is that a lift thing? What is
maybe
that? Is that a shipped thing?
Maybe was showing the person that they were going to share the chicken. Do you want it?
Buy the damn chicken or get the hell out of the way. Because, I mean, not only that, but, I mean, the soups are right there, and she's kind of clogging the lane up. I mean, there was other things down there, fried chicken, there were wings. There were other things that people could have gotten in. Well, excuse me, but I could have done that. But no one was wanting to meander around her because it's kind of a tight spot if you've been to that store. And so I'm sitting there waiting. And so I thought, I'm going to get the chicken.
Yep.
So I rolled that up. And I said, I said, how you doing? And she said, I'm fine. And I says, you must really like your chicken.
Oh, geez.
And she says, what do you mean? I said, well, I've never seen a woman take a picture of a chicken before. That must be one hell of a chicken. And I start to laugh. And she kind of laughed a little bit. She kind of, she goes,
She was appeasing you.
Yeah. And then I wanted to say, why the hell did Jake take a picture of chicken? Is there a code on it?
Yeah.
Maybe there's something on the public's website where you could take a picture of the code and find out because there's a time on the chicken.
Yes.
And you want to get the most recent time because those chickens are in the back.
Yes.
And if it says, because they actually have an expiration date on fresh chicken.
Yeah.
Where it says, you know, sell before 7 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, it's an expiration hour. Yes.
Exactly. No, you can still eat it because it's still hot like a day later. And I wanted to say, why were you taking a picture? But I didn't. And so I said, I'd never seen you at the store before. I shop here all the time with my kids.
This is.
I was trying to get a chicken and get laid all at the same time. I'm thinking, I'm going to work this out.
Yeah.
So my whole idea was to be super nice to her so I could get that damn chicken. Because by now, man, it was all I wanted. All I wanted to do was get a chicken and a can of corn. I was gone. I did not want to walk through Publix on a Sunday night at 6:30 trying to figure out what I wanted to eat because I wasn't really hungry, but I needed to eat something. So I said,
if I wasn't here, would you be saying all this?
Probably, but it wouldn't be nearly as good because I got someone to beat it off.
I got so many things to say.
So I'm like, hey, listen. About a half hour ago, I was at home, and I'm a single dude, and I had just had to drop my kids off. I'm divorced, and I don't have my kids right now. And I was dreaming of having one of these rotisserie chickens tonight for dinner. And she just kind of looks at me and she goes, yeah. And I said, so I have to ask you the question. Are you going to take that chicken or can I please have it? That's exactly what I said. Are you going to grab that chicken? And she's standing there, this is like 6 or 7 minutes now, right in front of the thing, looking at this bag of chicken. And you could tell, because those chickens go fast.
Yeah.
And she says, oh, you were waiting on me to see if I was going to take. And I said, yeah. And she goes, I'm going to take the chicken.
I am or I'm not?
I am. Oh. She took the damn chicken.
Oh.
She had a basket, so she was going to do some other shopping. You know, I didn't even have a basket. I barely had it. I had nothing. I mean, I was walking and grabbing two things. I was out the door. And so she grabs the chicken. She puts it in her thing and rolls away. Well, now I'm pissed.
Did you say
and
something?
And I thought, well, maybe. So, you know, Tony Curry, you know, I'm thinking, well, maybe she has a gluten issue.
Yes, that's exactly.
Or maybe see, her so doctor, and she had some, she had a couple rolls, just a little bit.
Right.
She's working out. Maybe she's trying to stay
not
healthy.
Not fried, stay
and,
with the
and she's, and maybe I'm helping her with her,
there you
her
go.
Meal
You're so
time.
Good about that.
Whatever. And so I says, well, have a nice day. And she turned around, put her arm up, and I saw the back of her ass in her hand, and I was like.
Yeah.
And so then.
There's more.
Well, at that point, there's no chickens. There's nothing in the deli. It's like 6:30. I've been around there like for an hour and a half waiting on this damn chicken. And then I have to go find something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to cook something. I don't want to get steak or pork chop or anything. I don't want to prepare anything at 6:30. I just want to get something that's already hot and fresh and eat and go and hit my chair
get
and watch some Discovery Channel.
Why don't you get some soup?
I did get some soup. Spring vegetable soup. So I go, well,
look at you.
I'm going to go get some soup. So I go to the soup thing. And of course, I get the big bowl because I can get two meals out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm digging, and they only have half a thing full of soup. They're out of soup. And so I said, do you have any more spring vegetable soup?
Nope.
And he says, well, we do, but it has to be warmed up first. It comes in a big bag, by the way. Their soup, you can buy it by the bag.
Oh, you can.
It's like $10 for a whole bag of soup. And they got plenty of bags of soup back there. It's not fresh soup. I mean, they just pour it. Well, it's fresh soup. They cook the soup, but then they pour the soup in the big thing to make it look like they grandma just made the shit. And I'm going, and I said, well, I'm only getting half a thing of soup here. And he says, well, just tell them at the front, and they'll only charge you the small one.
Right.
So I go back, and so knowing the whole time, I'm going to run into this woman again.
Did you?
And I'm trying to avoid her at this point, even though she's kind of pretty. But I'm trying to avoid her now because
she rejected you and your chicken.
She rejected me and the chicken, and I did not want to make eye contact with her because I knew I was going to run into her again. So then she's hanging out near the sugar melons, and I for some reason, my son was over here yesterday. He loves those honey melons. And he's like, do you have any honey melons? I said, no, I got some watermelon. And so I thought, I'm going to get a sugar melon just in case he stops over this week. So she's over at the sugar melon. So I'm meandering around.
Now you're looking
and
creepy.
Now I'm looking like a creep.
Yeah, you are.
Now I look like I'm going to jump the girl out in the parking lot.
Well, you already used to try to do a chicken pickup line.
Well,
like
I wasn't
weird, trying
to pick her up. I was trying to be nice enough to her that she would realize an older guy wanted a chicken and she's younger and she'd go eat whatever, a bowl of cereal or something like that, or go have some ramen noodles with her roommates or whatever. Oh, shit. So I go over and normally I check my melons out and I smell them. Because I can pick out a damn watermelon or a sugar melon. I'm really good at picking
melons. You need to broadcast from Publix, man.
You don't want to get a melon that's too soft because then you got to throw half of it away. Tim McGee, Sr., good morning to you. You want to ensure that you get a melon that's firm enough, but it's not crunchy, you know, and it'll never ripen. And so I go over and she's like over here. And I grab, and I want to get a bigger one because they're all the same price. And I take it, and I smell it, and it smells faintly like a sugar melon, which is a great sugar melon. And I put it in the basket, and she said, did you just smell your melon? Smart ass. And I'm like,
and
I'm like, oh, now, yeah. And I'm like, oh, now you want to talk to me. The woman who took my damn chicken. Oh, now you want to have a conversation with me. And so my dumbass lizard brain's thinking, hey, she must be interested in me. Maybe this is the girl that says no to every guy, and then she wants him to fight for her. We did a whole show on this last week about people who fight for people, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, if you smell the end of the melon, you can kind of tell whether it's really ripe or not, and it's a good melon to cut. And she says, that's weird. And walked away again. I'm like, Dude, I just got duped again.
This is weird.
It's
this
strange.
Is, like, no, but this is weird. Like, no one ever has conversations like this in the grocery store.
All for a damn rotisserie chicken. So anyway, she walks away. So last night.
Now it's 8:30.
So last night, yeah. So last night, what the hell did I have to eat last night? I
don't sugar remember. Melon and corn?
Sugar melon. I had some sugar melon.
Oh, and soup. Did you get the soup?
I got the soup, but I didn't eat the soup.
No protein in there, dude.
I think I had a bowl of cereal or something like that.
That's weird. Look. Grocery social norms.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Mm. But like you just broke, like, I don't know about our viewers, but like that's never happened to me. That much conversation. By the way, I was just going to throw out, it's going to piss you off. So I was at that same Publix.
Yeah.
Probably about 4:45 to 5-ish. And as I was leaving, there was an elderly woman. Believe it, this is true. I'm not making this up.
Did you take it out of the woman?
No. She had a rotisserie chicken. And she was returning it for some reason, and the lines were pretty packed.
Yeah.
And this was the express lane, yeah. And so like everybody in that lane, or most people in that lane, you're either got a few things or you're like in a hurry.
Yeah.
So there's like two or three people ahead of me who were like in a hurry.
Yeah.
And she had cash. And she was trying to explain, I couldn't hear, but why the chicken wasn't good. And it's going on. And you can see, you know, everybody in the line's like, oh, my God, with the chicken. It became a whole thing. And, Publix are so wonderful. And they took, yeah. So they took her over to the side. But, like,
maybe that was the chicken
that ended up back on. And maybe she was returning it because the skin.
Well, when I went through the line, I knew the woman at the line, and she goes, "How you doing, Tony?
Yeah,
hey, what's going on? Where are the kids? Blah blah blah."
By the way, if y'all are when you're all watching, Tony is I wouldn't call you a regular there. It's more than that. You are like a beloved mascot.
Yeah. Oh, Al Cooper says, "Great, now a bunch of old creepy guys are going to get all the rotisserie chickens before you get there." It's just the way to go. Anyone's got a rotisserie chicken at Publix. I mean, you'll wait on them.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. So I go through the line to check out, and they always say, did you find everything you were looking for today? I said, actually, I did not. I said, I need a rotisserie chicken, and she was laughing. She looked at me, and she knew I was kidding, and I told her the story briefly because I had a guy behind me, and she says, well, you know, maybe she needed that chicken. I said, well, maybe she'll choke on the bone, too.
Oh.
And she started laughing. And I said,
wait, who was
I said, I am so sorry. I should not have said that. And she says, no, I was thinking. I'm glad you said it. And I laughed, and we walked away. But I hope she did not choke on the chicken. If I find out some 28-year-old Alabama student choked on a chicken last night, I'm going to be choking on chickens.
You need to hang out there more.
That's speaking of Al Cooper, and I know Al doesn't open up for another couple of hours. CusaValleyAutoSale.com, they're killing it. When I got up there a couple of weeks ago, they had like 25 or 27 cars. Every car on their lot's usually on there for like 2 or 3 days, and then they're gone. He's trying to push it up to 50. He calls them Easter eggs every morning he gets there, and he's like, it's just beautiful. I got all these different new cars, all these used cars that I get to sell, and he's typing stuff in information and what they paid and what they're going to get for it, and it's a customer co-op. It's a great situation. It's unlike any car buying experience I've ever been part of. I will buy a car from them in the next couple of weeks. I have a couple other financial things I need to get through first, but I'm going to trade in my 2013 Honda Odyssey. I already know what it's worth, so I already know what I can, and they offer me more for it than what I could have gotten from any other dealership, so I'm like, cool. But he tells me exactly what they pay for the car, how many miles are on it. I mean, it's great, and it's like there's so many different types. If you go to CusaValleyAutoSale.com, CusaValleyAutoSale.com, check out their website. They have pictures and videos of everything they got. If there's not a video, it's already gone. I mean, some cars get on the lot for like 3 or 4 hours, and someone will handpick it, and that's how hot they are. So check them out. Brad, David, Shane, Dakota, Jeremiah, Al. The entire group are great. The number is 256-267-0296. 256-267-0296. By the way, if you're watching this morning from Airport Marine, I'm just telling you, do it.
Yeah.
I have a brand new promotion coming up here on Tony Career Radio, and I will blow you out of the water with Facebook. It's going to be so good. And I sent them a huge proposal last week. To Ryan and the guys up there and Hollis and all those guys at Airport Marine. someone's going to endorse this weekend I'm doing, but I want you guys. So if you're watching, call me today. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal, baby. So check out CusaValleyAutoSale.com. Anything tip you off this weekend? Anything, if you go on every major site today, this story is number one. It's everywhere, and I'm kind of sick of it. I'm tired of it.
Prime Minister of Finland?
No.
The Russian, Ukraine taking the Russian?
No, that was actually, that actually wasn't one of the big stories. That was kind of weird. J-Lo, Ben Affleck got married.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Well, they got married again. Like, I mean, they got married in Vegas. Officially, and then, and yeah, then in Savannah. Yeah. You know, because of where we are, because I love Savannah, it caught my eye. Like, I actually wasn't paying attention to it that much.
Yeah.
But then they, when they, you know.
Is anybody rooting for this not to work?
No.
And I can't believe I'm saying that because I don't want anyone's marriage to end. Mine did. So I don't want to ever see that happen.
I mean,
it's.
Why?
They haven't shied away from the paparazzi. They're painting this picture. I know they were in love before. I know.
Right.
And then, of course, they wanted to find out what Jennifer Garner was doing yesterday. They wanted to find out what A-Rod was doing yesterday. They wanted to find out what...
Jennifer Garner, she was at...
Mark Anthony, where was he at? Was he at
Jennifer
the wedding?
Garner was like at Costco or something.
Yeah.
See, and that... I mean, again, you get it, right? This is what we... It's not they. You always say they, like the paparazzi, and we don't care. Of course we care. We're talking about it. Like, we don't care like it's a world event. But we're like, you know, when it makes it, it's clickbait.
I want to know what changed between the first time they were together and the second time they were together.
Maturity, Tony.
How much time went between the last date they had?
It was like seven
years. Was it that long?
I thought it was 17 years or something.
Was it that long?
Until they're married. It's been a while.
All right, then maybe it'll work. And I hope it does. I just. When you have a love affair with somebody, it doesn't work out. Maybe because they're too busy, because they're both still busy.
But you know what?
She is 50 now.
This is a really interesting thing, because you look at someone like Jennifer Lopez. She's been married to Mark Anthony and with A-Rod. And, you know, she's beautiful and successful, and she sang at the inauguration. I mean, she is just, I don't know, this is me. She's like kind of larger than life across all kinds of things, right? Yeah. And not that Ben Affleck is, I mean, incredibly successful actor and producer, et cetera. But you look at the two of them, and it's the classic, it kind of like he outkicked his coverage kind of thing. And I don't mean just on looks.
Yeah.
She's just, but he's not, you know, we've seen this with like Adele and her first husband, somebody who's kind of not as much in the industry. Like, that's a different story. These are two A-listers.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like an A-plus lister. And I was thinking about this. You know, we talk about all the time, people are just attracted to each other.
Yeah.
And we kind of scratch our heads and you're like, what brings it? And I feel like, particularly since we get round two and this is coming around, he's not like, you know, Mr. Rico Suave kind of guy. He's just like a dude.
Yeah.
So there has got to be, there's something there that clearly brought her back around, because they're like... There's something, there was a lingering fire.
Yeah.
Like, there's something there. Maybe it's stability. Maybe he's, I mean, now he's struggled. He's struggled with substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He's got A-Rod to thank for this. Because I think sometimes when you get in a relationship that you think the grass is greener, you find out just how good you had it the first time around. Because I think A-Rod, I don't know A-Rod, but I'm going to assume. More drama, more testosterone, more, I care the way, he's probably incredibly vain. He probably spends more time in the mirror than she does.
Maybe not.
Probably. You know, he's
more on the radar. Again, Ben Affleck is a superstar, right?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't, but you just, and maybe this is just his physical appearance, because, I mean, hell, I don't know Ben Affleck, but when you look at him, he looks like just a guy.
Yeah.
Right? He looks like
he's got the beard.
He could sit in here with us.
Yeah.
And you put A-Rod in here, even if nobody knew who Ben Affleck.
You know A-Rod's something special.
Well, even if you didn't know who he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a gorgeous man.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like I do wonder if Jennifer Lopez sort of at this point. Well, she's more. This is so interesting. Because Jennifer Garner, Ben's first wife, is kind of a little bit, and she's beautiful and she's a wonderful actress too, but she's a little bit more like Ben. You know, like that. I don't want to use the word plain, but again, J-Lo is like larger than life. So I just, I wonder if that's what's needed.
I wonder if J-Lo is settling.
That's what I'm, not settling for or just settling.
Just, you know, settling.
Yes, I think.
Not settling for, but just, that's a great distinction. Because she knew what she had. She knew it was good. You know, a lot of times you only remember the good things of a past relationship, and you get back into it, and you're like, whoa, now I know why we broke up. Obviously,
well, and maybe he's gotten his, I mean, maybe relative to where he was before, and relative to
how
what,
old is he? Is he in his 40s?
He's got to be in his late 40s, right?
Maybe his party days are over a little bit.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But then yesterday, I see him getting on a plane with Matt Damon, and she's nowhere to be seen.
Well, they're besties. They're best friends. Yeah. That'd be like you and I getting on a plane.
Yeah,
like where's Jules? Yeah. I mean that doesn't bother me, but maybe Ben's grown up, because if you think about all the time since they were together, and again he had a lot of problems, and maybe she had problems. You know, this is the thing, whether it's stars or not, like you don't know what people's going on in people's lives.
Yeah,
you never know. So the fact that they're back together, like, yeah. Why crap on it?
No.
I'm not saying you're not, but I think it's great. They got married in Savannah. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. We want them to be happy. They're 50. Let them be happy.
I do want them to be happy. I hope it
they're a good, I mean.
I works out. I'm just, I'm J-Lo'd out. I'm just.
See, like, I have
I'm
a crush just, on her.
Well, I do too. I think but I'm kind of.
No, but I got a crush on just, she's 50.
The public display of, I think the PDA is great. I mean, I love seeing couples hold hands and kiss a lot. Particularly between stars, because and I don't think it's all fake. I think that sometimes they just can't keep their hands off each other, and I think it's great. Megan Fox and what's his face do it all the time. Machine Gun Kelly.
I don't like that as much. This is when you're 50, it's better.
Yeah,
it's because you're a little bit older.
Yeah. There's a thing though, because and we just went through this Kim Kardashian Pete Davidson thing. Whenever you see a woman with a dude, now Ben Affleck's a good looking guy. I mean, I think he looks better without the beard, but that's just me. He's a good-looking guy, and he's in relatively good shape. But whenever you see, like Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, that shit ain't going to last. It's not going to last, and it's not because it's chaotic or it's drama-filled. Just look at him and look at her. It ain't going to last. It ain't gonna fly. Because,
do we have any examples?
Because when you look like that, he's got to have something else going on. First of all, he must be like this. Or he's a hell of a singer, or he's a great musician. We see musicians all the time. So Tommy Lee, Billy Joel. We've seen so many different guys where they're the women, because eventually all that stuff is unmasked.
Is John Bon Jovi still married to his high school sweetheart?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
John looks good and he sounds good. I mean, he's got the whole package.
No, John's but that's what I'm saying. I was trying to think of a pair.
But if you're an ugly rocker, you're an ugly rocker and you got a good looking girl.
Because you're a rocker.
Yeah. Or a good-looking comedian. If you're an ugly comedian, because we know there's
Ed
a lot
Sheeran.
More better-looking.
He's
Ed Sheeran's a kind of a good-looking guy. Mm. He's not a bad-looking guy.
But he just married his high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
Actually, they're having a baby.
He's kind of normal-looking. He's kind of a good-looking guy. But these guys have got the big black marks under their eyes. They look like they just came out of a fucking coffin. And you're like, what is she seeing him? Well, he's on stage in front of 35,000 people every night. And people think he's fantastic. It's great. And she's, and then you realize you're going home with this dude and he's just another dude and he doesn't look the way he should. And
maybe that's it. Maybe that's just his stage presence, right? And at home, he's a sensitive, caring guy who cooks and has puppy dogs.
She probably doesn't like that because she wants the man that's on stage.
He's not authentic.
No, he is authentic. He's too authentic. He ain't playing the game. Like, I'm in love with the rock star. Bring some of that rock star back in the bedroom.
Yeah, but that doesn't last either, unless you're Ozzy.
I mean, do you think Machine Gun Kelly is a great lover?
I don't know. He might be.
I mean, look at that dork.
No, but yeah.
He's got the weird hair.
Okay, dude, stop it. He's got the look, and when he's on stage. Look at Mick Jagger. Steven Tyler.
Don't mess with him. Hey, now, don't go there.
They've been married like 17 times.
Yeah, well, here's the difference. Those guys don't care about breaking hearts, and they don't care about getting dumped because they ain't getting dumped. Steven Tyler ain't getting dumped. He don't care.
So, but Machine Gun Kelly, you think will?
He looks like he's all over her because he's got himself a woman that is way out of his league.
Yes. Yeah, you don't want to do
and
that.
And he didn't have longevity. Machine Gun Kelly's not going to be around 50 years from now.
You don't know.
Like, no,
he
I
could
do.
Become classic rock.
By the way, I saw something yesterday on TV. I was wanting to take a nap, and I love watching the PGA when I take a nap. Especially. It's just interesting enough that I can watch, and it was a really good match, and it was the BMW championship yesterday, and it was the last event before they did the overall championship, and so guys were like hovering at the 30 mark. They only take the top 30 golfers, and so there were guys like, if he makes this putt, he's going to go from 32nd to 28th, and I'm like, ooh, it was riveting. It was really good for a golf tournament. It's usually really boring, and so some dude comes on the golf course, and he's got a remote control golf ball. I've never heard of this. I'm like, this is brilliant. This is the coolest toy I've ever heard of. He's got a remote control golf ball.
Okay.
And so he puts it on, I think, at the 15th green, and Rory McIlroy's up there, and he's about ready to putt. And he's got this golf ball. It was the greatest thing. It was funny. And the guy's trying to put his golf ball in the hole, remote control. He's off the green, and he's sitting there doing it, and the ball's rolling on the green. And Rory takes it, and he kind of tosses it. And then it rolls back up again. And the third time, Rory takes the golf ball and he throws it in the lake. And
does Rory know that this is what?
Yeah, he knows.
Because
it's rolling by itself.
Okay.
And so he knows. And at first it was kind of like, and he was playing with this dude named Stallings, who I think came in second or third place. And he was laughing. He thought it was kind of cool. He thought it was kind of funny. Rory, of course, who has been playing incredibly well,
yeah,
but not winning tournaments. And again, he came in like, I don't know, eighth or ninth yesterday. He'll make the championship. You could tell by the third time he got kind of pissed. And the crowd was kind of like, dude,
that's a guy's
chill out a little bit.
Well, it's his remote control golf.
Like, yeah, he had three more holes to go. But you could tell he was like, he was getting incensed. You get angry. So he throws it in the lake, and some people are like, oh, dude. You know.
How did that guy get
out? Well, here's the thing that amazed me. They arrested the guy.
I don't. Okay, you lost me. This guy like snuck out onto the course.
Yeah, you know, people are all the golf course.
Right. So
He rolled his ball out there. And he starts.
You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to get discovered. Like,
well, he got discovered, but they arrested this guy
for what?
I don't know what he broke. What are you doing? It's like a red. I mean, if you're running on
plus
a field,
he lost his golf ball.
If you're a streaker,
yeah,
running across a baseball field, which has been done a million times now. The TV won't show up because we don't want to give this guy any fame. I'm like, stop. We want to see it. I'm a fan. I want to see the streaker. Oh, there's a streaker across the field. Well, why are you showing me the sidelines? I want to see the guy get tackled out in the football field. That's right. Great television. I don't know why the hell they won't do that. So this guy gets arrested. He's sitting there, and he's not happy, obviously, and he's yelling. I don't know if the guy was psychotic or messed up or not, but it looked like he was just really distraught that he was trying to have some fun. And it was funny. And they arrest the guy. I don't know. He's probably not in prison.
No.
It's probably some type of misdemeanor screwing with a public event and some, I don't know what it is, but I'm like, God, chill out. He didn't kill anybody. He tried to stab anybody. He was trying to have some fun.
Have you ever seen that? They
should arrest the guys who go, get a hole! Get a hole! That's awesome! It's going to make it! Those are the guys that need to be arrested. That just pisses me off. I'm over. It's just annoying. If I'm at a Regis Charity Classic or I'm at Shoal Creek for some major golf, and then go to hole! I'm like, dude, pick something new. Do something different. You know what I mean?
No.
Anybody that watches golf tournaments is like, yeah, it's just annoying. Every single time someone drives the ball, go to hole! I'm like,
well, you don't even arrest that because
arrest those guys.
That's the only thing you're allowed to do at a golf tournament.
Then don't go.
I could never go to golf because I couldn't just be quiet.
Oh, it's so flippin' annoying.
I feel bad for the guy that they threw his ball. He's probably spent his whole life trying to invent that thing.
I didn't know they existed. I want to go buy one.
I don't understand what it would do. I guess if you missed, you could bring it back to you. Is that like the idea? You could putt it, right? And if you missed the hole and said,
yeah, well, you don't putt it. It's remote. It just rolls.
So what's the point of it?
I don't know. It's kind of cool. I mean, it's probably some type of gag gift or something. You probably get through some website where you put it on the green. You're like the exploding golf balls.
Yes.
You put it down and you're like, yeah. But I would imagine that, I don't know, it sounds cool. I'm going to buy one after the show. All right, I want you to talk about one of our great sponsors. I'll tell you what's going on here at TK. You'll be back on Thursday. This does not count for your Thursday visit.
No, I'll be here on Thursday. Right. Let me tell you about Adaptogen, one of our great sponsors. Adaptogen is a software company. If you are a business and you have what we call legacy software, the shit is old.
Yeah.
And you're trying to stay up with the latest trends for automation, payroll processing, financial processing. You know, you're trying to run your whole business. What Adaptogen does is they come in with software, and instead of having to pull out all the old stuff, which scares the crap out of people if you're running a business, their software bolts on and makes your, it makes your old stuff work.
Yeah.
Work like modern technology. And they're really good with custom solutions, etc. Adaptogen is the company. They are a proud sponsor of Adapter Parish. The president's Dr. Alex Hubline. Our good friend Dusty Rivers is a consultant for them.
IBM champion.
Yes. Lifetime champion. And it is a company. Let me just say, this is a company, although the name has changed, has been in business. This is a tech company that's been in business for over 30 years.
Yep.
Almost 40 years. That's crazy. Because this is, you know, it's not...
they've had to adapt or they perish.
Yeah. So go check them out today and listen to Adapter Parish. Lots of great information about business, technology, business trends, and me asking a lot of questions about, like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, I learned, by the way, if you listen to the latest episode coming out, you know what fintech is? A fintech?
A fintech or a fintech?
No. A.
Yeah.
A noun, fintech. Do you have any idea?
It has something to do with sharks.
No.
It has something to fish.
This is going to be one of those ones where you think it's really complicated. I'm going to tell you right now, and you're going to go, right?
Yeah.
A fintech is a financial technology company. It's a tech company. Right. I spent the first 10 minutes of our show not wanting to say anything with Dr. Alex Hubline and our friend Bijou, because I was like, oh God, I should know what that is. And I'm listening. Have you ever been that? You ever listen? You're in a conversation.
Yeah.
And someone uses a term that you don't know, but you wait, because what you're trying to do is like, okay, they might say it again in a context that I'll get it.
Or they may explain it to you before you have to ask
it. Right. And then there's like this threshold where you either just shut up or you pretend. That's what it is. And by the way, and because I'm very authentic on the show, after about, they use the word fintech about 17 times, and I couldn't take it any longer.
So when someone brings something up to you, because it happened with you and I yesterday, because you were talking about the fairy tale ball, and you said it very matter-of-factly, I'm going to the fairy tale ball next weekend, and I was like... And I didn't want to look like, and I'm your best friend, so you give a rat's ass whether I go, what the hell's that? But I didn't, because I wanted to look like I knew. I was like, so you're saying it to me like I should know what the fairy tale bell is, like the little red dress or the little black dress thing or something with the youth league or whatever, right?
It's childhood resources.
It'd be like you saying Halloween. You know, Halloween's coming up. What the hell's Halloween? And so I looked it up, and I didn't realize it was something for child resources.
Sorry, I didn't.
No, because some people throw out, you know.
What's he doing?
Fairytale ball. And I was like, I'm going to look that. It's because I responded to you, and I was like, I better know what I'm talking about here, because you would throw something like that out to me, knowing I don't know what it is, just to see like I know what it is.
No, I would.
So you would. So you could sit there and say, you don't even know what the hell it is, dude. So I made sure that I pulled up and of course it's sold out.
Thank you. It's great.
And it's great. It's back in person.
It is back in person. It's a wonderful.
And they've almost reached their quote of $146,000.
They're a great thing. Anyway, so
fintech would be an awesome thing for one of those salvage boat GPS shark.
Yeah,
let's find out where the red snapper are swimming type of thing.
Well, fintech is not owned. It's a generic term. It's not a title. You know what I mean? This is not a company.
We should copyright fintech.
That's what I'm saying. Do it now. Do it now, because fintech is just financial technology company. It's a tech company that doesn't deal in finance.
Is fintech.com taken? I bet you it is. Yeah.
But we'll check it out.
All right. A couple other great sponsors real quick. Mike Peoples, good morning to you. And also Lon DeFranco. Lon, welcome in, man. Thanks for being part of the Curry and Claypo show this morning. A bunch of listeners here. We want to thank Chris Doris, the State Farm team. He's great. 985-7799. I get all my State Farm stuff from him. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I love the commercials, and they do wonderful work. And he's long recognized the top 10 State Farm guy out of 18,000 people across the country, which means he's the best of the best. We have him right here in Birmingham. 985-7799. 985-7799. Check out Chris Doris, the State Farm team. Budweiser, our good friends from Budweiser in the mix. Hope an Airport Marine comes on board a little bit later on this week. We're going to get them on. We have something really, really cool and special we're going to start doing on weekends that I think you're going to absolutely love. And of course, just a ton of great shows. Starts with our Mission Minded show at 10 o'clock every single Monday through Friday in Adapter Parish at 12 noon. 3 o'clock, the Damon Johnson show. We have Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks. He's going to be doing a new show this week. We have Dark Side of the Pooch. When in Rome with Stuart Rum, the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Need to Know, which is our most listened to show right now on Tony Curry
Radio. You know, you say this.
And it's only been out a month. Kip Kiefer, who's out in Vegas right now. Actually, I think he's back. We're recording a show today. It's the most listened to show we have on Tony Curry.
You know how competitive I am?
Yeah.
There's this part of me even saying this now. Like my show was the fastest growing. Now I got
you got to get after it.
I'm going to let Alex know. Well, like, we got beat, dude.
Well, there's a Need to Know Facebook page here on Facebook. You go to Need to Know on his Facebook page and follow that.
I'm going to make a little.
Maybe do an Adapter Parish Facebook page. Let me put it together. Mm-hmm. He's getting after it. It's a great show. It's him just talking for 30 minutes about whatever he wants to talk about, and it's people love it. And he's got a brand new show that will be starting later this week called Wanna Bet. Getting ready for college football season. College football kicks off this Saturday. I think there's like 10 games. And then the following week, all of college football, it gets hairy and crazy. Of course, Alabama, the number one team in the land right now. So college football right around the corner and the NFL. But they're going to go through picks. We'll give out the picks. His son works out in Las Vegas, so it's an insider type of show. Wanna Bet's coming up a little bit later on this week. And Livewire Wednesday, which is one of my favorite shows because I co-host it. That show goes off every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs. Construction or otherwise, check out Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828, 205-682-2828. Margaret Bailey, good morning to you. Margaret is a special person, by the way. She is the former significant other of someone incredibly famous that we have on Tony Curry Radio every once in a while as well on Thursdays. Well, now every day of the week. There you go. Hey, thanks for stopping by.
It's good to be here.
I love you. Good to see you. I'll see you again on Thursday. Have yourself a great day. Thanks for watching here on Tony Curry Radio and the Curry and Claypo Show.
Mr. Rogers.
Go for it. See you.